The Sable Trail Pipeline is up and running, pumping natural gas some 515 miles from Alabama to Central Florida. But environmental concerns and legal challenges remain. I'm Kate Payne. Environmentalists and local residents have been protesting the Sable Trail Pipeline for months, staging rallies in cities across the state and near construction sites. Here's a demonstration near the Santa Fe River.
One chance! One planet! One river!
The underground pipeline spans 12 Florida counties, from Madison to Osceola. It runs underneath the Suwannee, Santa Fe, and Withlacoochee Rivers, and nearby springs. Suwannee Riverkeeper John Quarterman is worried about how the structure could affect the state's waterways.
Well, the pipeline crosses directly through the Springs heartland of Florida. It passes directly through the most vulnerable recharge area of the Floridian aquifer.
That's the source of fresh drinking water for some 10 million people. Marilee Malwitz-Gipson is with the Sierra Club of Florida. She's worried drilling mud and runoff from the construction of the 48-inch pipe could be seeping into the aquifer.
There was mud being discharged in places they shouldn't have been discharging. There was water being placed as a result of hydrostatic testing being placed in areas that shouldn't have been placed.
Malwitz-Gipson says area residents are reporting the pipeline is causing small sinkholes to open up.
And so that's been a huge concern of ours from day one.
And she alleges the pipeline developers are filling in the holes and failing to report them. Representatives of the Sable Trail Transmission didn't respond to a request for comment before this story's deadline.
One of the reasons that sinkholes occur is because water is removed from the rock, and that removes some of the support that's holding up the ceiling of the big holes, the voids that you have in the limestone.
University of South Florida geologist Philip Van Banen says it's possible the sinkholes are related to the pipeline.
Sometimes construction equipment can lead to some of the collapse of those voids in the ground, causing these small sinkholes. So that's definitely possible.
But he doesn't expect the pipeline to have a dramatic impact on the environment.
As far as I know, I wouldn't be as worried about the natural gas pipeline providing pollution. I think oil pipeline would be much more concerning.
He says a greater risk to drinking water sits in many Floridians' yards.
People's septic tanks probably do a lot more damage to our environment, especially the Florida aquifer, than a gas pipeline would, because of course people's effluent from their homes can leak into the porous limestone.
But John Quarterman says environmentalists and residents will continue monitoring the project. The Sierra Club challenged the federal permit for Sable Trail last year, and they're still waiting for a decision. But with the pipeline up and running, environmentalists are redirecting their focus. The Waterkeeper Alliance is now calling on Congress to overhaul the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which oversees interstate fossil fuel projects. Like a number of government agencies, FERC is waiting for the approval of Trump administration nominees before it's able to make major decisions. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.